Here is the English translation of the provided text. Note, the text is already in English. Gold prices hit record high near $3,800 on U.S. shutdown risks, rate cut bets. Oil slips as Kurdistan crude exports resume. OPEC Plus plans output hike. Oil prices slip as OPEC Plus reportedly plans another output hike. Exclusive, OPEC Plus plans another oil output hike in November, sources say. Humberto strengthens into a Category 5 hurricane. USNHC says Italy receives 10 bids for Ilva steel as major contenders withdraw. More than 150 companies have ties to Israeli settlements, UN database shows. COP30 urged to link climate justice with reparations for historical crimes. Oil gains on Ukraine drone attacks cutting Russian supply. Shares rise in Asia. Dollar dips as U.S. government faces closure. Mercedes cuts EVs, environmental footprint with low-carbon aluminium. USEC Chair Atkins vows to fast-track scrapping quarterly corporate reports, FT says. SEC Chair signals easing of corporate disclosure rules under Trump. BYD projects exports to exceed 20% of total 2025 vehicle sales, SCMP. Asia stocks rise on tech gains as RBA meeting looms. Japan lags. Sony Financial shares surge 40% in trading debut after spinoff. China's BYD forecasts exports to top 20% of 2025 sales, SCMP reports. South Korea exports expected to rise on chip boost, calendar effects, Reuters poll. China's industrial profits rise 0.9% in January-August. South Korea cannot pay $350 billion to U.S. for tariff deal, as Trump suggests. Top aide says, China's industrial profits rise 0.9% in January-August. U.S. tells India that Russian oil curbs are key to trade deal progress. U.S. consumer sentiment dips slightly below forecast, indicating cautious optimism. U.S. core PCE rises 2.9% in August, in line with estimates. Core PCE price index holds steady, aligning with forecast and previous figures. Italy business sentiment stable in September, consumer morale rises. China's factory activity likely slows again amid weak demand, trade tensions, Reuters poll. Dollar falls ahead of data releases, risk of U.S. government shutdown looms. Morning bid, who needs a government anyway? Thailand's new PM outlines policies to parliament amid economic challenges. RBA preview SEPT, rates on hold amid sticky inflation. Bullock comments awaited. Analysis? BOJ board's hawkish flex lowers bar for an October rate hike. RBI expected to hold policy rate, but surprise cut possible. Trump considering electronics tariffs based on chip content, Reuters. UK job postings fall, firms downbeat about outlook. Surveys show. AltaTown introduces town token utility across platform services and launches ValueFi deposit event. Mitchell Demeter appointed CEO of Sonic Labs to drive global growth and institutional expansion. EOS falls 10% in bearish trade. Bybit brings back daily treasure hunt with October's hot token rush. Little Peppy presale stage 13 near sellout. 26.3 mem raised, EOS climbs 11% in a green day. Deutsche Bank examines whether Bitcoin can qualify alongside gold as a reserve asset, SoftBank. ARK in talks to invest in Tether's major funding round. Bloomberg. Moonlake reports mixed results from phase 3 hidradenitis suppurativa trials. Vutrisiran treatment reduces GI events in ATRCM patients by up to 49%. Russell Metals to acquire 7 U.S. service centers from Kluckner. QuantumSphere Acquisition Corp. units to begin separate trading. Kathy Wood's ARK shifts focus, buys KDK stock and sells KTOTH. Huntsman's general counsel successor withdraws from position. Public storage subsidiary prices $425 million senior notes offering. New York Times declares quarterly dividend of 18 per share. MS Acquisition Corp. closes a $115 million IPO with full exercise of option.